What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
All right, you guys, we're back.
We're back. Sorry, I have really bad allergies, so my eyes are watering really bad.
Yes. We are back in LA, y'all. We are here in this Airbnb. Y'all know Megan always finds the bombest Airbnbs.
This one, not so much.
I like, well, the strict rules are really
and it's dirty.
Messed up. Yes. And they have, it's literally $100 to get in the pool. It's like, why do you have a pool if we have to pay to get in it?
$150.
She's like, at the 50.
It's like, but it's beautiful,
but it's just dirty.
It's dirty. they're passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. And there's no hot water.
In the shower?
Yeah. So it's like, you're going to make me pay to heat up the pool.
When your faucet is cold.
So it's like, how much is it to heat up the shower?
I haven't taken a shower yet, so I wouldn't know. We've only been here a day, though. Yes. I usually take a shower at least every two
days. We've been here 2 days.
I'm going to take one today. I'm going to take a shower today. But we're
your
in
hygiene,
LA.
Your business. Don't come on.
My ass was itching the other day when we were at Cheesecake Factory. But that's only because I shaved it to get laser hair removal.
The thing about it is like anytime you have to do anything with your asshole, it's going to itch. Whether you wax, whether you shave, whether you laser, you don't wash.
Don't
having
shave,
a,
y'all.
Having an itchy asshole
but,
is one
no,
of the
when
most,
you wax, it doesn't itch?
Yeah, it does. And it
really?
Comes back.
Not like the razor.
I mean, no. There's nothing like the razor itch. The fact that we were like 15 shaving our vaginas is absolutely mind-blowing. Itching
ingrowns.
All through algebra. All through ninth period.
All through geometry. Please, Miss Johnson, let me go to the bathroom.
Can I please get a hall pass?
But no, it's Maggie like, does really, like, really good.
Earring.
My earring?
Mm-hmm.
I got on these big-ass hoops. It's like, bitch.
No, that one's like, yeah.
Y'all, I had gauges, so the earring goes all the way through. If you didn't know, I was a rock
like
star.
It's like the circus where they have the...
I did have gauges. They were huge. My ear holes were the size of a quarter.
That was a cool thing back in the day.
Yeah.
If you had gauges, you were a badass.
What's I gonna say?
Things that itch me, my ears.
Yeah, but you said something's wrong with
something's
them.
Something's going on. And they itch bad. I think I have like an ear infection or something.
Mm.
In both ears.
Really?
Like this. Ooh.
You know you feel that.
Ooh.
It's like scratching your belly button with a Q-tip. Yeah. Do you not do that?
You mean like just cleaning it?
Not scratching it. Yeah, cleaning it.
Oh. I mean, I typically clean mine with a wash rag.
I don't use wash rags really.
And use your hands
to wash, yeah, or a loofah.
Loofahs are disgusting.
Are they?
Yeah, they hold back.
Is itching now.
Okay, well, let's like pause or something.
All right, got it.
Yeah, loofahs are disgusting. They hold bacteria. Like you should literally throw them away after like 5 days or something. Loofahs are really bad for you.
I've had the same loofah since third grade. I'm just
no, seriously, bitches will keep loofahs in their
really?
Bathrooms for like months, and it's like that's disgusting.
Oh yeah,
but I was once.
But mine lasts
I was
a
once
longer,
that dirty ass bitch.
Day.
Someone had to tell me, like that's the same.
So
loofah.
You're saying it was dirty as
bitch? I mean,
but mine will last a little longer because I don't use it every day.
Because you don't shower, which is even more gross. Because like the bacteria that's on that is like extra.
All
funky.
Right, you guys, comment seriously. Do you need to shower every day?
You know what I want to do? Because the water and the systems are just so bad. Mm-hmm. I want to take a rain shower.
Oh, that's dope.
I heard
like outside?
That's like, yeah. I heard that's like really good for you.
Wait,
to just go outside. And,
when it's raining?
Yeah. Like go outside and take a rain shower.
I was thinking like Tulum.
I mean, that would be beautiful. But does it rain in Tulum? I don't know if it rains in Tulum. But I would love to go outside and take a shower. In the rain.
But how do you do that without people seeing you?
Good question. I don't know. My neighbors just might have to get a show. I don't know.
Oh, we gotta do a rack.
Okay, sir.
You ready? All right, you guys. We're back. We're in LA. We're shooting 3 episodes today, baby. Oh, keep that energy on. Yeah, let me get up.
My allergies are kicking my ass.
And as y'all can see, if you're not on Patreon, when we did the part 3 that If You're Happy and You Know It, when we sung No.
That
no.
shit was fire. Woo. Until she kind of fucking...
Boy, I know you want me.
I know you want me. I'm seeing your eyes.
It was like, bruh. Okay, so. We're back.
Sorry, I can't. It's my okay. allergies are you. Fucking me up
I followed you. That was beautiful. Sorry, guys. We're back, you guys. And today we're going to be talking about a lot of little random stuff. Y'all know who we do. I am B. Simone. That is my best friend of 20 years.
Megan Ashley.
And this is our
Stop
podcast.
Stop using Brooks.
Jesus. Fuck. Somebody time mark that in case she doesn't want to put that out there. Her name is Megan Ashley.
I just wanted to get that out.
I'm proud of you. Jesus Christ. You didn't.
You're like, so are we changing what we're talking about? Or?
Should we change the topic?
Like, is the outline changed?
It was body positivity. Now it might be walking away from the darkness. Jesus. Well, this podcast is all about truth. Healing,
I was just saying that my name, like, no, your name is B. Simone. B. Simone. Mine is Megan Ashley.
Don't call me Braylon Greenfield.
Yeah, don't call her Braylon Greenfield. Don't call me Megan Brooks.
You're right. She goes by Megan Ashley.
You can call me Megan Ashley.
Ooh, you. And,
That's how I feel.
I'm proud of you.
So
I'm very proud of you. Our podcast is all about healing, growing, evolving, having the tough conversations, in our relationship, platonic relationship. We're not romantic partners, but.
We could get into that.
She jumped on me. Well, she came to hug me the other day. Oh!
No. Go all Megan? The way back. Wait, before that,
please, because Megan has been so intimate lately. The past 2 days.
I'm trying to work on my affection with women. I realize that I have an issue with showing affection to women.
Really? Mm-hmm. I really noticed, like, the past 2 days. Like, she came in the room and kissed me on my neck. I was like...
I didn't kiss her on the neck.
I mean, you
were,
yes, you did. Your lips grazed my collarbone. I don't know. Was that an accident?
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't aiming for the collarbone.
Wow, I thought you kissed me. It was just supposed to be a hug?
You're fake, bro. Because when we went to the show, no, where were we at? We've had a really busy week. The last, like, 10 days have been insane.
Insane.
But we had an event to go to, and me, Ashley, Shekinah.
This is a great topic. Let's get it out. Because they're going to agree with me. But I'm going to let you talk. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Cut you off.
No, good.
I'm sorry.
Do your thing.
No, tell the story.
No, you tell the story. No, walk yourself into a hole. Go ahead.
So we're at an event. I mean, we already talked about this on another podcast. But basically.
And it just keeps coming up. It just keeps coming
I don't know
up.
How this came up this time, though.
Oh, I know how.
Okay,
because of the girl, the masculine girl that you thought was
so
really
this
cute.
Fine stud that we
and
all
she is fine.
Cute. She's.
I
fine.
Mean, we all agreed.
We were like, wow.
We were like, woof.
And Megan was like, yeah, Braylon likes this girl. I'm like, I don't like her. We just all agreed that she was fine.
Braylon was flirting with her all night.
I was. I was like, hey, ma'am, sir,
you,
you, stud, hot stuff,
whatever no, pronoun you want.
Whatever. So basically. I was like, I can see how if I opened up myself to that, I could probably, I don't know if I could marry a woman, but I could probably like
fall in love. That's what you said.
Yeah,
you were like,
I could fall in love with a girl. If I open up
myself. If I allow myself to.
Yes. Like if I started dating a stud that was like a nigga, it's like, I love you, bruh.
And you're nice.
And you're nice to me.
Ugh.
That's and you have emotional intelligence.
But do you think
that's why.
Hold on, time out. Okay, but do you think that women who date men and then date women, mm-hmm. that's the reason?
Like they're sick of it.
Or you're just like, you're nice.
Yeah.
And you get it.
Yeah. And I can fall in love with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're nice to me. So basically I was like, I could see how I could fall in love with a girl if I opened up myself to that. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but then what led to me saying I wouldn't?
I was like, but you wouldn't fuck with me.
Right. Megan was like, you wouldn't fuck with me. I'm like, no, that's like my sister.
She was like, ew. No, she was like, ew. No. Oh my God. It's like incest. You're like my fucking sister.
Yeah,
it's so fucking gross.
It's not like she's not beautiful and her vagina doesn't smell like roses. I wouldn't know that, but I'm sure it does.
First of all,
relax. But I'm saying, like, y'all, that's literally like me thinking of Jordan, my sister Jordan, and being like, would I have sex with her? That's sickening.
But she gives mixed signals because, like, she, like, wants to fuck me, but she doesn't want to fuck me.
I give mixed signals,
she, like, wants me to kiss her, but she doesn't want me to kiss her.
But
like,
I want you to be
She wants my attention. She just wants me to meet me.
Yeah. Just to love me. Physically.
See? She's. So, anyway, me and Ashley were just offended. We were like, wow. Like,
you wouldn't want to fuck us.
She was like, so which one of you bitches go eat me out tonight? I was like, whoa.
And then they were both like, I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like, you can't, I can't imagine myself eating Megan out unless somebody was like, eat Megan out or lose your leg.
She said, and then it's yum, yum, it's chop, not, chop.
I'm a fucking Pac-Man, bitch. Please.
Then it's a mukbang in this bitch. The fuck is you talking about?
Please don't cut off my leg. I'll do it. Megan, hurry. Fucking mukbang. That's hilarious. That is funny.
Go down there. No, for sure.
Go
down. Go down and mukbang that bitch. Like, what?
Lose my arm or eat you out. We gonna have a time tonight, bitch. Lose my arm. Like, it's seriously, like, it's not that serious.
That's a no-brainer.
I would still be stressed.
Hope that tea tree's been working, sweet, because I'm going down.
I'm going down.
Hope you wash with Summer's Eve, sweets, because.
So, yeah, Megan gets mad that I say I don't want to have sex with her, but I guess it's the way I'm saying it, so I'll change my approach.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll change
rude,
my approach.
But whatever.
I would love to make love to you if I was gay. But then it's like, am I gay?
Ooh, she battles this every day. She doesn't
I
know.
Only battle it when I see a person that triggers it. Because every woman don't trigger
no,
it.
For sure.
It's like that. That is like, all right, like, you could low-key.
So is it, it's more of an energy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like how you carry
it's like an
yourself.
Alpha woman.
Yeah, it's that masculine energy.
So if you were gay, would you date a stud or a femme?
I don't know, because I feel like I have a lot of masculine energy.
Yeah.
I'm very like tomboyish, but I like to be cute, but I like pretty girls. I don't think I would want like a, but I don't know.
Do you think like you're more dominant? Like in the bedroom,
like
are you the like, or do you like to get?
I'm only like this when I'm drunk. When I am
he
drunk,
like knocking niggas down.
What?
Get your ass on the bar.
Mama's ready to saddle
Mama's
up.
Ready to ride it tonight. It's like, relax, bitch. You had half a shot. Oh my God, those nights were the best.
What?
The best.
Drunk sex is the best sex.
Ooh!
It just is. Because you like,
be
all
club,
your inhibitions
like,
you
are ready?
What? Because you're just.
I would do it to you in this dirty ass bathroom.
I would do it to you anywhere. Drunk sex, it just is great. There's just nothing like drunk sex.
Nothing. Drunk or high sex, though.
I don't think I've had.
I haven't had
sex
high.
Me
either. I've never had.
As much as I smoke, I do not have sex high.
Wow.
I haven't had sex high. But I have, in my life, had sex drunk, and it is the best.
Yeah, drunk.
Everything is wetter.
Oof. You're right.
You'd be like, shit. I don't care what you said to just turn me off, nigga.
But
I'm
then it's like,
ready to go.
What are you doing?
And then you, we woke up in the kitchen saying,
how the hell did this shit happen?
Seriously.
No, it's like, relax.
It's like, calm.
Your wig's on the floor. You have on a do-rag. Sweetie?
Your draws are on the headboard. Yeah. It's like, relax.
Which leads me to body positivity, because during sex, you know how like you're all,
mm-hmm.
And then after them lights
you're
come
like,
on,
you're like, you're like, ew, it's so cold in here.
Give me some blanket.
Shut the blinds.
Like, bitch, I already sucked them saggy ass titties.
It's
I
like,
see
I see
you?
Them. I saw the saggy ass titties. I saw the rolls in the back.
You was riding me,
it.
Babe. them things were slapping me in the face.
The thing about it is that it doesn't matter if you're big or small. If you're not comfortable with your body, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Because, like, even with me being smaller, like, we're both, what, you lost how much, 30 pounds?
35 now.
You lost 35. I'm 117. I was 170.
Wow.
When I first moved to Atlanta. Wow. So, like, but even losing that much weight, like, there's still, like, I'm still picking myself apart in certain areas. Yeah. Like, come on, Megan, you can tone up. But I just don't wanna.
But remember when you were on your workout kick, though? You were obsessed with the gym.
Dude, obsessed.
That is crazy.
I remember that. If I got like that, though, being this small.
Tiana Taylor.
Because the best time to tone is once you drop the fat.
Yeah.
Like when you're drop bigger, all the fat. Do your cardio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like shed the fat.
Yeah.
And then build your muscle after that. So like right now at That's our weight, it's the do. Best to build the muscle.
That's what I'm trying to do right now is build the muscle.
But I don't have the discipline to want to do it.
Yeah. I think if you started back, you would. Like it's you really just liked that Pilates. Starting. Yeah. You loved Pilates.
Yeah. If I didn't have to drive a fucking hour. Buckhead.
I know. I'm sure there's places.
I do not want to go ever to Atlanta. I don't.
She lives out the way.
I do not ever want in peace.
No chaos. Yeah.
The most chaotic thing that happens out there is that goddamn train.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the random coyotes.
You get used to that. And the animals. We were back there the other night.
Noah's Ark in my backyard.
No, for sure. Two by two.
Two by fucking two.
Two roaches. Two lizards.
Two possums. Two snakes. I'm like,
two deers. But y'all, body positivity, we're going to talk about that a little bit because we have both lost, a tremendous amount. We weren't that big. Relax.
I mean.
A tremendous amount. Don't ever say y'all lost tremendous weight, bitch.
An astonishing amount.
One thing that really bothers me right now on my journey is when I post like my transitions or me being proud of me.
Are we talking about them, their comments?
Because
that pisses me off.
I like you better, bigger.
I cannot stand that. Nobody, baby, you should have kept the 170.
Yeah, when I was depressed, when I was eating my life away, when I wasn't watching my diet, when I had no self-control, when I had no discipline, when I wasn't in the gym, when I, like, your physical appearance definitely shows how you feel on the inside and how you treat your body.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So that wasn't just me being thick. Being fine, being cornbread fed, y'all motherfuckers. I was in a dark place and I was eating my life away.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. But even saying that,
off. Don't comment stuff like that. Because my thing is like, if that's where I'm at right now.
And if I'm happy with being thin, then I'm happy with being thin.
And especially if I'm like showing my weight loss journey. It's not like I'm saying, oh my God, I cannot gain weight.
Yeah,
and I'm, you know, I'm like, yo, like, I want it to be this small.
Yes. I want to be healthy. I want to feel good. I don't want to feel like bloated all the time and uncomfortable and walking into a store. I don't know if I'm a large or a small, depending on.
Well, yesterday, that was
Jesus.
How's the CB?
I look like a pig in a blanket. And y'all let me do it.
I don't think she looked like that.
I was like,
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie. I was like,
get this picture. It was so tight. House of CB, though, I will say they're close cinch your waist.
Yeah, that feels good. But like, usually I'm an extra small, and in that bitch, I'm a medium.
Really?
No, I'm a small. Certain dresses I can wear, but it's geesh.
Yeah. I think it's made for thinner women. Women curvy. With less curves. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But yeah, that's I don't, the main thing that I don't like right the, now. I don't like the comments of.
You looked better before.
You looked better before. Oh, damn, you was real thick. You should have kept the curves
Don't lose too much. Don't get no smaller. I'm not posting for your opinion on my body. I'm not asking y'all how much more weight should I lose. Mm. I'm not asking you if you liked my body before or now. I'm showing you my journey and how proud I am of myself.
Yeah.
That's it.
And if you don't have anything nice to say.
Don't say it.
I don't understand. That's like elementary.
I don't know how much we have to go over this, but that is one of the biggest things.
People having full dialogues, like, I need to know, like, first of all, I need to know how tall she is because this just don't make sense because 170 on me, I look way smaller than her. Like, I'm like, just like all that. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I am 5'2" and a half. 5'3". I'm 5'3".
You in the WNBA. Like, that's why.
You have muscle. I don't.
Ask your doctor.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then people be like, oh, talk more about your weight loss journey. For what? For y'all?
For
like,
y'all
to criticize it all day? Like, no, I'm not. And let's keep it a buck. Like, I'm not going to say I'm not the healthiest person. Yeah, like, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I have really bad eating habits.
Yeah.
I don't sleep well and I don't work out. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, this is do what I do. Right. I'm just saying that this is my weight loss journey. I was 170. I'm 118 now. I'm happy with the number.
Yeah.
But I am still trying to find what works for me.
And certain habits and stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, I was in a really bad place too. Like, let me get my mental together first. And then I'll figure out the body part. But like,
but the body part will come.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I get a lot of, like, you know, like, even like my personal, like, with y'all, like, y'all not, like, on me hard, but, like, you need to rest, you need to sleep, you need to eat. Did you eat today? And it's, like, I get it that it comes from a place of love, but when you get it from the internet, I'm like, you need to eat something, and then I'm trying to wake up every day.
Yeah.
So, like, give me a minute, or offer me a banana and walk away.
Yeah.
But, like, don't make me feel bad that I don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that. Yeah. I just need to know that, like, I did okay just getting up.
Yeah.
I had something to eat today, you know, and I'm still trying to get better with, like, my eating habits, but.
But I'm even proud of you, even, like, the other day, you know, I'd be doing my little drops in my, I have, like, tons of vitamins that I put in water so I could just drink it. Freaking, it's, like, liquid vitamins.
The next
concoction.
Jesus.
Dr. Savy. Yeah, I try to be healthy. I'm not the healthiest either, but I'm.
She's very cautious. You're very aware.
I'm on that journey.
Yeah. Like, but you've always been like that.
Yeah. My ultimate goal is to be, like, strict vegan, no dairy, no animal. You know, that's a journey, though. It doesn't happen overnight for some people. But, like, the other day we were at Cheesecake Factory. Megan was like, okay, I'm gonna drink my water down. She ordered water and, like, had me put the drops in her and she chugged it, you know. But you're making a conscious effort. Like, yesterday, us being like, okay, Megan is still asleep. Let her sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to sleep. If Megan's not up, she really needs that rest. So, you know, like, yeah, I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah, but just be, like, mindful of, like, how you guys are
talking to people.
or reacting or responding to people's weight because, like, I'm not triggered by them no more. Like, comments do not. Like, that first couple weeks of the pod, first couple months of the pod, like, 2 months of the pod was really hard for me.
It was tough.
But, like, I really don't care
anymore.
Yeah, I truly don't. Like, things irritate me, but, like, I don't care to the point where it's, like, going to fuck up my mental health.
Yeah, good.
But, like, you guys need to be mindful of how you are commenting on people's lives, niches in general.
Yeah.
Like, people are really struggling out here.
Yeah.
And as much as social media is so prevalent in our society right now, like, we're on our phones all day. And so if you're seeing all day people criticize you in a negative way, it can be overwhelming.
Of course. And the stuff you have to deal with in your real life on top of that.
On top of, like, this.
You see a thousand positive comments, but that one negative comment, I don't know what it is, but it's like, damn.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes you second guess. You're like, okay. And then you have to take yourself out of a fucking rabbit hole. But that's the biggest thing that bothers me right now with my weight loss. Other than that, I'm super proud of both of us, where we're going. Like, it was when I started my weight loss journey, it was about a year and a half ago after my breakup. So it was like a coming out of my whole depression with cancellation and 2020 and all that. So I started working out and it really, really, really helped me push through that.
Yeah.
Like, there's something with the gym and your life that helps you.
Oh my God. The mind.
It is
crazy. It's the mind thing.
You guys, if y'all are going through something right now, pick up a hobby or something that releases stress, whether it's running, boxing, something active.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you get in the gym, I would be like, my trainer would be like, okay, three more. And I'm literally thinking about my breakup.
Mm.
I'm like, push through this. And I would just start crying, like, thinking about that. But once it was done, it was like almost like a release. Okay, like, if I made it through this, I can make it through whatever I'm going through in my life. Mm-hmm. It's some kind of correlation. Yeah.
When you have the right trainer, too. Yeah. Like, my trainer in Ohio, he would make me cry every session. And not, like, it would just be the things that he would say that I would be like. Like, when he told me, I was like, I'm not ready. I'm going to, like, if I had to do, like, a squat or something or, you know, a deadlift or something like that. Yeah. And he would be like, go before you're ready. You're never ready. Go before you're ready.
Go before you're ready.
Stop waiting to be ready. Yep. Go.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's when, you know, or like when he wouldn't start counting until it started hurting. That's when it counts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't count when it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. But like those type of notes, and I would apply that to my life. Like patience doesn't count when you don't have an opportunity to be patient. Patience doesn't count when that person is just easy to get along with. Yeah. Love doesn't count when it's just easy. Like it counts when it's hard. That's when it counts. Yep. So you can't say like, "Oh, I love you," you know, and you ain't
you're
been
nice to me.
Yeah, and it's like,
because you're the but easiest it's
tested.
Person to love.
It's proven when it's tested. Yeah. You know, and so like little things like that. But I would encourage like B is like all about that, and I'm not there yet, and I think I need to be, and my goal is to like have something solidified before the new year where I'm like in a routine of working out. But other things that can really help you, like there are scientific facts about painting. So like I even do that with my kids. Like if it's raining outside or if there's days where they just can't go outside or something, like I'll set up my whole dining room, everybody paints or puzzles, like doing those two things. It's a active release. So like it's a focus thing. So you can't really like think about other things while you're focused, while you're painting or while you're doing a puzzle.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps like block that out for a minute.
I really and then that at Caleb's.
But yeah, I like doing things like that, painting or doing a puzzle. Mm-hmm. It really helps you focus on that.
Yeah.
And
in that moment. Yeah. Living in the moment.
Yeah. And there's some other like cool scientific facts about it, but I would encourage you to do that, like paint or do a puzzle go outside. Like if you can't do something like physical, like work out, if you're not there yet, go walk, like go to a park, take your shoes off, like do something that connects you with something.
Yeah. I'm telling you that workout stuff, it applies to every aspect of your life. Literally my trainer would be like, I can't do one more. I can't do five more. She's like, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
You either are going to choose to do it or not.
Yep.
It's literally a choice. Like that's the same thing in life. I can't. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Choose to do it.
Yeah.
But all of those little nuances in the gym, like you said, you apply it to your life in real life.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying my fitness journey. Everything that was on my vision board, it's crazy to see like that old ass vision board that I have because I had like healthy hair, abs. Mm-hmm. Like it's like that was 3 years ago that I made that vision board, but everything that I said I wanted to do is like coming. Yes. Yeah. It's no
slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. It's no time limit, you know, but
my biggest thing like I struggle with is like I want to enjoy life and I really do like food. When I eat, I do enjoy food.
Yeah.
So it's like I want to enjoy life. I don't want to, if I do get on this workout journey, I don't want to like not have.
You have to make healthy lifestyle enjoyable for you. And whatever that is for you.
Like I'm not going to not eat ice cream. I'm not going to have fried Oreos. For sure. I'm not going
to. And you should be able to do that.
And I want, and I will.
In moderation.
Like, and I'm going to. Right. I have cinnamon rolls and Oreos in there.
No, for sure. We had all that candy on the flight here. The way here, I had to give it to you.
These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance, and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys listen. If I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's PROLON life.com/totality for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show.
Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. But yeah, so anyway.
Yeah.
Be nice to people online. If people are going through a weight loss journey, it is not up for you to criticize. And that's just in general. Like, social media is for you to comment, and I get it, but like, stop.
Don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just stop.
And guess, I'll be like, y'all are commenting under this post, and I go to your page, and it says follow back. Why do you follow me
if you're going so to be mean. Negative?
Or I go to your page and you don't follow me. If you don't follow
how did you get here?
I'm not fucking talking to you.
Like, this isn't for you.
Yeah, I'm talking to the people that follow me. Like, so yeah, body positivity, y'all. And a lot of people have been commenting, like, what they wanted to ask what we thought about, like, plastic surgery and stuff.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm for it too. I'm for it too.
Like, in the most healthy, safe,
Smart, research.
Reasonable
yes.
fucking way. And I'm not saying go to Columbia and botch your body.
One of the most dangerous surgeries out there, FYI, y'all. So please do your research. I think you should do it if you want to do it, not because of society standards and because what you see on social media is making you think you need to have that body or you need to have bigger boobs or you need to fix your nose or you need to do it because you truly want it.
Yeah, I'm kind of going through that a little bit. I'm like, I want to get my boobs done.
Yeah. You've been talking about that a while, though.
I've been talking about this shit for 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I want to get my boobs done. But then it's like, God damn it. Like, this is my body. This is my body. I don't want, this is my body. And why should I have to, like, make it look a certain way?
Yeah. To love it.
To love it. It's like, yeah, my titties sag. They're small.
Wow.
I have tons of stretch marks on my stomach.
Yep.
I had 3 kids back to back. Like, I have a saggy ass now because I don't have any muscle, but that can change. I'm not worried about that. Yeah. I can do squats and that's fine. But like other parts of my body, I'm like, this is just what it is.
This is my body.
Like literally, this is my body.
I was like, I need to get a little bit of hip injection.
Don't.
No, I'm saying I'm definitely not now. But back in the day, you know how many consultations I had? Like, okay, can y'all fill this in? Can we just do a little bit? Like, but it's like, why are you doing that? If you're doing it for society and the industry, you're never going to be happy even when you get it. I had that video of my sister up on...
On YouTube.
It's still on YouTube.
I would encourage everybody to go watch that because it was...
traumatizing.
Yeah. And I mean, it's informative. Like, people need to know how dangerous that shit is.
That part of it.
I think the only thing, like, my doctor talks about a lot, like, things that are... Like, when it comes to my fit health body, like I have health issues and I have with like my uterus, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of doctors have suggested that I get a hysterectomy. And the reason is because they're like, you're not going to have a good quality of life with this issue happening. Like it's causing so many issues and other problems in your body. And so like your quality of life is going to be low. So I was thinking about that when it comes to like getting my boobs done. It's like fitting it in a certain shirt or not being able to wear, that would be the only reason why I would get my boobs done, like my quality of life.
Making it easier.
I don't want to have to tape it up and do this.
But even now, a lot of people that have gotten their boobs done, they're taking their implants out. It's messing up their body. Like I've been seeing a lot of that lately.
I would be fine with my size. I just want them fuller. Up.
Can you just get a lift?
I could, but it's like, the scar. In it. The scar. Well, I mean, who cares? It's like, what the fuck ever, but.
Yeah.
Have you ever had tape over your nipple and have to peel it off?
Yes.
Owie.
Owie.
Ooh.
Chocolate chip. Pulling.
I was just thinking about that bra I had on last night.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
But yeah, plastic surgery, be careful with it. There is a YouTube video on this YouTube channel of my sister's BBL experience when I went with her. It was so sad.
Man.
People don't show you that part of it. They show you the after, they show you the before and after, how bomb their body looks, their curves. That was the, literally.
Oh, and that's not uncommon. That's everyone's story. And nobody, and I never knew that.
Everybody.
That's everybody's story.
We were in a hotel with hundreds of women walking through the halls.
Bleeding
out.
Screaming.
My sister woke up in the hospital screaming. And they treated her like shit. That whole video is on YouTube. We told the whole story that when she woke up, the nurse was like, why are you yelling? That was the first thing the nurse said to her.
Because they're so desensitized. They don't care.
They treat you like a burger. Flip it. Next. It's because I felt like I got hit by an 18-wheeler and my body is bleeding. That's why I'm yelling.
Every single person that I have talked to that has gotten a BBL says that it feels like they're going to die. They're like, I've never experienced anything like that. I feel like I'm going to, I felt like I was going to die. And then what's crazy is some people do it again.
Yeah.
And again.
Because you forget about that pain.
Because you
love the outcome so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget about, it was bad, but I did it. So I could.
There was a girl that I know and follow on Instagram, and I've known her for a while, and she is drop dead gorgeous, has the most perfect body.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And went and got my God. Jesus,
for nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing.
For
nothing.
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 I was like, girl.
Even what she did was very minimal.
No, because she got edgy. I mean, I think she did that.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
the
right,
BBL.
You're right,
I mean, she got.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's not like she did a drastic body
But I
change.
Will say that she, whatever facility, because she did it, like, she showed on her close friends, so, like, it wasn't, like, but, like, whatever facility she was at, they really took care of her. Mm. Like, it looked, like, very, she was, like, the nurse was like, good morning, you ready for your massage? Like, it was still, like, if you are going to do it, go somewhere where people are going to care about you.
If I was not with my sister, she would have been treated, which she was still treated, like shit. And when they found out I was B. Simone, they started respecting her, which was 3 days after her surgery. Mm. So it was because
God,
like,
only knows what could have happened.
Oh my God. That shit was, soon as you wake up, they throw you in a wheelchair, put you in an Uber. You just got surgery.
Mm.
And soon as she woke up, she was in a wheelchair, in an Uber, laying on her stomach, screaming because of every pothole we drove over. Every fucking pothole, she's screaming, doped up on whatever they use to put you to sleep. Screaming, we had to get her. And mind you, they just hand you a piece of paper. Here's the instructions. Good luck. I'm calling the emergency room at midnight. She's waking up in the middle of the night screaming.
She almost passed out. Didn't she like almost pass out at
once? She passed out twice.
You were like, I thought she was going to die.
I thought she was going to die. Yeah. I thought she was going to die. So I'm just saying, like, I'm not against surgery, but make sure if you going to do all that, make sure you're doing it for you.
Yeah.
And not for some guy.
Yeah.
Not for social media, not to get more followers, not because this is a trend right now. In 10, 20 years, we don't know what's going to happen to y'all.
Because listen, Kim K is getting skinny, y'all. She's taking the butt implants out or whatever the hell she got in her ass, the shots.
Yep.
She's dissolving that shit. Yep. She's dissolving her boobs.
Yep.
She is becoming a skinny girl. Yeah. And all y'all gonna be mad because she sets the trend.
Right. She said it.
She set the trend for the curve. I mean, like, no, we set the trend. Let's be
black
accurate.
Women.
Natural
black women set the
set
trend.
Set the trend for everything.
Yes, yes.
Right? Let's keep it a buck.
But we're saying don't just follow.
Don't just do that because now what? Now everyone's gonna be running to get skinny.
Don't change your body for a trend.
Not for a trend. And I think this goes to what we were kind of talking about the other day. And I don't know, Shekinah, if you remember the scripture I was talking about when we were all on the phone. And I was like, we need to be mindful about the things that we give our eyes to.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be so guarded over our vision and what we allow to enter into our minds, because we're sitting there scrolling all day, seeing BBL, seeing these. And let
you're desensitized.
And when I tell y'all these bodies don't look like this in person, like, this is really not what it looks like in person.
So you getting surgery and editing your photos and smoothing it. That's crazy.
If I'm going to do all that,
I better look good in person.
I better not never need no filter or no.
Or bring it.
You're still bringing it in your waist on an app.
Yeah.
You're smoothing out because you didn't do your massages or somebody didn't do your massages right and your stomach looks like you got a BBL.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, these bodies do not look like this in real life, y'all. So you need to be mindful of how much you are giving your eyes access to that type of thing, because it trains your mind
to think that way. It's normal.
Then you're looking at yourself. And like, for me, like, I don't have an ass anymore, but I used to be very curvy. I used to be like,
Meg has an hourglass shape. Yeah. Right? Whether you're small or bigger, like, your body is naturally curvy.
And it makes you think like, damn, like, I need some more, like, I need hips here, or I need to
just nitpicking.
Nitpicking all over somebody's filtered picture.
Filtered, edited Photoshop
picture.
Surgery body picture. Yeah. All of
like,
that.
I'm like, I've been trying to like be mindful of that. Like, stop giving yourself so much stop giving your eyes so much access to shit. Like, limit the time that you're on social media looking at, because it's all not real.
Yeah. And so how I was going to say, like, obviously if we got a BBL or if we got our boobs done or we got our lips done or whatever, we're very open with that. Mm-hmm. We share a lot of that. How do you know how much to share with people and how much to keep to yourself? Like, as far as, I guess,
well, let me just say, like, our Botox and fillers and all that stuff, that goes back to quality of life for me.
Right.
I had to get fillers under my eyes because I lost so much weight and my face got started sinking in. So because my face doesn't naturally have a lot of collagen, I'm building the collagen in my face so that my face doesn't look as bad. I'm on camera. Yeah. We do events. Yeah. I have to wear makeup. Like, that's quality of life for me.
Yeah, I
don't feel like overlining my lips. Yeah. So I get the fillers so that I can not have to feel, you know, it's just for me.
And these are things that are temporary too. They're going to go away so they can come out and
dissolve or whatever.
If you want to get it again, you can.
Yeah.
If you
don't. I just want to preface it by saying that I'm probably always going to get my lips done and I'm probably always going to get fillers in here. Botox, I don't really need Botox that much, but all the other shit, yes.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like your body or just in general, how much to share?
I think just in general, because like I think I segued into that because of the body. Like, we're very open and truthful, but somebody asked how much, or deciding how much to share with others instead of keeping secrets to yourself. Like, I think just in general. Mm. I don't know if that's in relationships, with people.
Well, let's just break it down. I'll say for social media, I'll start there. A lot of people, like, want to know about my relationship. Mm-hmm. They want to know about the ins and outs of my marriage. Why don't you talk about it? Why don't we see this and this and that? And for me, it's like, I feel, again, responsible to God first. And anything that I share on the mic, like, I pray about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I try to get my mind. It's very weighty for me before I get on the mic because I feel like I'm very watchful about the things that I say.
Yep.
And I want our audience to be more interested in the how I get through something, how we get through something, and the process of that more than the who.
The problem. Oh, the who.
Like, I think people want to know, well, who did it? Who said it?
Yeah.
What happened? What are the, what, you want to know.
Now you're just being nosy.
You just
want
to be.
You don't want help.
And my thing is like.
Or you don't want advice.
And and that's not for you. The how is for y'all.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like God has placed this, like, thing on us to express our experiences in life.
Yeah.
And the how is the important part.
Yeah.
And the why.
Yeah.
But not the who.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Why does it matter who?
And let me get through it. So, like,
yeah,
you know, like, some things, I think it's okay for you to share stuff. You can share things when you're going through it, but after you heal and after you have processed it, and timing is everything too, to answer whoever's question that was, timing. Like, it's not always time. If something happens to me today, I don't have to hop on the mic tomorrow and tell the world about it.
Yeah.
Like, let me get through it. Let me.
I don't have to hop on the mic. I don't have to hop on social media.
Right.
I don't
have to.
Like, and like, especially when it comes to like my relationship, it's not just me and him involved. Like, I have children that are involved, and this doesn't stop here. Like, it goes out and it stays out forever. And so my responsibility and my accountability and my loyalty is always first to them. You know what I mean? You are never going to hear me on the mic give you any details about my relationship because it is none of anybody's business.
Yeah.
But how I get through situations, my process, the things that God has shown me in my relationship, the things that God has developed in me, I'll give that to you guys all day.
And that's what's important.
Because because any of the issues, right, the issue really isn't what is for y'all. The issue is for me. How I go through that and process the testimony is for y'all. And whatever happens in a relationship, I feel like that's you and that person. Do you know what I mean? Like, he ain't never did nothing to y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, why would I get would I have all these people thinking some sort of type of way about a person that they've never been in a relationship with? This was our relationship. This was our relationship. So like, has nothing to do, you know, with you guys. Yeah. And that would not be fair to him.
Yeah. And because we're on this platform, like you said, protecting your kids, it's a protection. Like, people ask, talk more about this, talk more about that. When there's other people involved,
You have to be very mindful.
You have to tread lightly. Like, you see stuff on the internet and people just talking, and that's out there forever.
Forever.
Your kids are going to see that later. You're affecting somebody's child. You're affecting somebody's mother. You're affecting your family. You're affecting your cousin.
Yeah.
Because you decided to speak on it. It's, you can't just talk about a topic and not think you're going to affect every single person that's attached to it.
Yeah. And I think I had a really good example. Like, my mother, I never heard her talk bad about my dad.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
She just wouldn't say anything. Yeah. But like, I never heard her talk bad about my dad. Yeah. Nothing. Like, I never did. And so like, I'm never.
Same with my parents, actually.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just never.
Say anything bad about my mom.
And I just think that that's like so not heard of nowadays.
Yeah.
Because people just hop on the internet. This bitch ass nigga. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, whoa. Like, I would just never do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how hurt I've been, how much pain I've gone through. Yeah. I would just never get on a mic and talk shit about the father of my children.
Of your children.
They are not beefing with him.
And they're going to hear that. And
that's what I'm saying. They're not beefing with their dad.
Yeah.
My kids love their dad.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do, I just would never do that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, and but privately, like in my personal relationships, y'all know, y'all get all of it. I'm like,
yeah. And that goes back to having people you trust around you.
Yeah.
I don't recommend you just tell everybody everything all the time. And I think even us, we process stuff on our own before we share it with each other sometime. Because like, am I tripping? Is this even a big deal?
Or
is it
a protection for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to go to my homegirl and be like, this nigga, and get her all hyped and then have a cookout the next day. And now my friend got to interact
I'm
with
like,
this.
What's up?
Yeah. Now like, it puts you in an uncomfortable position because now you feel some type of way about my man.
Yep. And y'all have to be mindful.
You
got to
be mindful
of
that.
If you are with a dude, like dating, I'm talking boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm not talking about your husband or whatever, but boyfriend and girlfriend, and you venting to everybody about him and you're still with him.
You're going
to
forgive him tomorrow. They're not.
They're right. So be careful with that and make sure like, okay, if you're not ready to move away from him or step away from him, you're not telling all of y'all's problems to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So.
That's one thing that I wish I would have, like, early in my marriage, when I was married, I wish I would have did better at that. Like, not being
at
so reactionary.
Yeah.
With, like...
I wasn't even in your life during that time.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, we, just, like...
Yeah.
But just
we weren't as close
just
when you
like
first got
being
married.
So, like... I'm just very open with people that I get close to. Like, I just very transparent. Like, if you ask me, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't just
you're
come out and
lie.
Say it.
Yeah,
yeah, but I'm
yeah.
not, I'm
you're
just going to be
lie.
Honest.
Yeah.
But I think that you have to be mindful about telling the people that you love, like your parents or your best friend or your sisters or your brothers about the conflicts that you have in your relationship, because they are not going to forget that.
Yep.
That sticks with them.
And they're on your side.
And they're all,
they
yeah.
love you,
and,
you know?
And so they're never going to forget that. And if you're just going to casually move on and now y'all got Thanksgiving dinner, everybody looking at this nigga crazy, you didn't put you in an uncomfortable position, him and the family. It's like, just be mindful.
Yeah.
Just be mindful of it.
Yeah. So I think sharing stuff with people around you just, make sure you trust those people, y'all. Because I've shared stuff with people, and now you look back like, why did I tell that girl that? Or why did I, like, even with my ex, I'm like, why did I tell him that?
You're like, I told him, I bared my soul.
Literally. But I also feel like that's the right thing to do. You know, when you're in a relationship with, I don't know, but I regret it. I don't regret it because it was the right thing to do. But it's just like, slow down. You could have told him on year two because y'all wouldn't have made it to year two and he wouldn't have known.
Now he knows.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to tell everybody everything month one. For sure. So, yeah, just slow down and make sure you trust the person. But that was a good question. I don't know who that was from, kind of, but we posted on our social media. So
yeah, that was good.
But yeah, let's see. We had another topic. We guys,
can we just say because like this is the first time we've recorded since the news of Takeoff,
oh,
and so I wanted to kind of start with that, but I didn't want to start it too heavy.
Yeah,
but I definitely want to say
I had a dream about Quavo last night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Like, I almost said that earlier. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say like my condolences to his family, to the entire QC family, to Coach, to
everybody involved,
like,
everybody that
just,
was there, everybody that saw it with their eyes, everybody that had to tragically, horribly see it on the internet. everybody.
Yeah.
His family.
It was just a very heavy, I mean, it's always heavy when we hear rappers.
Mm-hmm. Or people in the culture that we love.
It's just very heavy.
Yeah.
And it's heavy for so many reasons. And like, this is probably not the pod to get into that because I could go on for hours. But
I know.
It is very heavy.
Yeah.
Like, we were all on the phone with each other the next morning talking about it. Like, it's just heavy when you are aware of the attacks of the enemy for your culture. When you're aware, and there are so many people that are so oblivious.
They don't even see what is happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you see it, but you're so unaware.
Yeah.
You don't really know what's spiritually happening.
You don't get it.
In our culture. Yeah. And when you are privy to that, when God allows you to have certain spiritual intellect mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. what's happening in our mm-hmm. culture, it is very mm-hmm. weighty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because then you got to get on a mic and figure out what to say.
And how not to offend people.
And how not to offend.
Yeah.
And you were talking, like, B said this. B was like, y'all, like, we can't keep tiptoeing around each other's feelings no more. Like, we cannot. Can.
I cannot bite my tongue to make you feel comfortable. Y'all need to hear certain shit. And we're trying to, you know, certain times we try to figure out ways to say it. It's just like not being rude to somebody. Like, this is a minimal surface example. Like, your dress is ugly as fuck. Instead of, you could probably just say, I think you should wear the pink one. You know, like, there's a way to say
it. There's a way to say it. Yes. There's a way to get your point across. And we're trying to figure that out.
Yes.
We're not there yet.
There's a lot of things I would love to articulate about that whole.
There's so much I want to say. Y'all been asking us to comment about Kanye. There's so much that I want to say. When God doesn't release you to say it, you don't say it.
Or you don't feel. I mean, it's not about being comfortable, but, you know, figuring out a way to articulate in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
if God does not literally, like, unction me to say it, I am not saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that will cause, I don't even want to say an argument or an uproar, but it is.
It's going to impede on your comfortability and your complacency. And
it could be a debatable topic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's a lot that I would love to articulate about.
And we will one day. We will one day, I think, be able to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
More. But what's most important is that
we
our
acknowledge
prayers
it. Yeah.
And our, you know, I hate thoughts and prayers. It's just like.
Are you really praying?
And who are you praying to?
Please pray to the
like
right person.
Everybody's saying thoughts and prayers. Who is your God?
Who is your God? Ooh, Jesus. Lord.
And where are your thoughts?
Lord.
I don't think I want your thoughts sent in my direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
That's real.
I'm just like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? It's just another, oh, Lord.
I'm just sick of it, y'all. If y'all not sick of it, I'm sick of it. Yeah. And it's like, if I could just say that, I'm sick.
I'm sick
tired.
Of it. I am tired of seeing black men dying
on the internet.
Enough.
I'm tired of seeing that.
Enough.
Y'all not tired of seeing that?
Enough.
Y'all are not tired of seeing that? I am tired of seeing it.
It's enough.
I'm not seeing white people die on the internet as much as I'm seeing black people die on, especially men. I'm not. And I'm sick of fucking seeing
each other. Yeah, over nothing. Over nothing. PNB Rock died over nothing. Trouble died over nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm sick of this shit.
Nothing. And just, I saw Ernestine's husband, Jay, he posted, like, you either gonna go to jail forever or die. Like, it's only two options. Like, when you're in that life, like, don't you want to just fight it out? Or
that's my thing. Just
verbally
fight.
Hit him.
Punch him. Something.
You know, if it comes to that.
Or how about this? How about you deal with your trauma?
Mm.
How about you go get some help so that a nigga telling you they don't want to have a conversation with you no more don't trigger you to pull out your gun?
Yeah.
How about you go seek some guidance and some help?
Yeah.
Deal with your shit and stop going out in public traumatizing people.
Yeah.
That I'm sick of that shit.
Yeah. And it's not, we're not just talking about this incident because we don't know what happened. We weren't there. We don't know what happened.
It's any of that.
In general, if you are pulling out your gun because your ego or your pride was hit or your feelings got hurt or whatever, there is a deeper rooted issue to that. There should not be a shootout at a fucking family function. There should not be a shootout when we're kicking it for somebody's birthday. There should not. Nope. He lost his life over nothing. Over nothing. He was 28 years old.
Not even involved. not even involved. Everyone talks about how he was such a cool person, very chill, always like he was the calm one. And then you have to go and look at these interviews that he just recently did talking about, I'm ready to get my flowers.
His legacy.
It's time for me to really step it up. Ooh, and go, Lord. Like go off. And mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he was so mm-hmm. excited about mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. He was just mm-hmm. talking about how excited mm-hmm. he was about mm-hmm. life and mm-hmm. doing more mm-hmm. and like.
And even another point of view, I'm going to throw this out there, because even as women supporting males in that lifestyle, I used to be attracted to that shit. Like when I was younger, like literally riding around with guys with guns. Like he has a gun on his lap. Like I feel protected. I feel safe. That is not cute
at all.
And as women also, we have to be like, maybe that comforting ear, I mean, that comforting voice in their ear, like, all right, you know, this
life. You know what's attractive? Getting a licensed gun. Registering. Knowing how to shoot.
Going to the gun range. Learning what the tool you're dealing with. So you're not frivolously shooting bystanders. Knowing how to work the gun, having proper security. And we're not just talking about takeoff situation because
we weren't there. We don't know.
Now we're talking abroad in general because all of these men are dying over nothing, you know? So as women not supporting that lifestyle. I know you feel protected. I know he a G. I know he got the pistol on his lap and the Rolls Royce. And I know it's cute. I've been there. I get it. But God has spared my life so many times. When I say in trap houses, thinking I'm cute as a teenager in my early 20s sitting there. Like that it's dangerous.
Fix your earring.
It's right this one. It's dangerous. It's not a lifestyle that we want to continue to make it seem like it's okay.
Yeah. And like you said, women, we need to step up. Stop thinking that shit is cute.
Stop thinking. Because
they'll
cute.
Stop doing
stop
it.
Stop supporting it.
They'll stop doing it.
Come on. When we stop thinking it's cool and we, you know. So, you know, women too.
You know what's attractive? A man that has a level-headed mind. Somebody that's not hot-headed.
Walk away.
You know how to control yourself and your temper.
Yeah.
Walk away. Yeah. That's attractive.
Yeah.
Not a reactionary man.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot I want to say about that, but.
We've just lost too many. Nipsey. What was his name?
PNB. Trouble.
Young Dolph.
Extinction.
What's his name?
Did he die?
Pop Smoke. Like we're just
Lord
losing.
Have mercy. Did Extinction die from?
Yeah. And that was on the internet. You talking about XX?
Yes.
And that was on the internet.
Do y'all?
That's his body. His
that
body.
Video of Takeoff is on the internet
forever.
Of his head, his brain bleeding out with his brother, Quavo, technically his uncle, but I'm saying his brother in Christ, his brother screaming and yelling. I had to delete it out of my phone. I was watching it over and over and over because it was just
mind blowing.
I'm like, I have to delete this. I can't have that is on the internet forever, forever. His mom can go look that up.
It's like, y'all not even thinking about that. Think about if it was your people. Think about if it was your people, your brother, your uncle, your. Think about that. And people are posting it, commenting it, reposting. Like one of the videos started when he had already been shot.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
yeah,
what is wrong with us, bro? What is wrong with us?
In your right mind.
We're so lost.
Just like when we were in the mall. Running.
We were running from a shootout in a mall. B and I, literally. And you want to know what's crazy? At Perimeter Mall, mm-hmm. when we go to Perimeter, mm-hmm. you know how we go down the escalator mm-hmm. and H&M is right there. It's set up every time I go down that escalator, I get triggered. Every time I go down that escalator. We were in, Virginia, Norfolk. Yep.
I said that to say we're running for our lives. They're shooting in the mall.
Hiding in a...
And a girl got her phone out. Are you B. Simone running? What is happening? What is happening, y'all? What is going on in your mind to where you think you need to pull out an iPhone when there are bullets
flying
around.
We're trying to run for our lives, hiding in a damn stock room.
And we on Facebook.
And somebody took a picture.
It's on Facebook. B. Simone in the stock room with me. There was a shootout in the mall.
I'm sitting here bandaging this woman who fell down the escalator. Her son is crying.
Her son is crying. The mom's bleeding. There's an older couple.
You're trying to help them.
Like, are they okay?
And people are taking pictures.
So yeah, we're lost. We need help. We need healing. And it all starts with the self-work.
Yeah.
Stop ignoring your trauma. Stop ignoring your pain.
Yeah.
Face it head on. Look in the mirror and acknowledge the things you need to fix. And then
you take a risk every single day that you walk outside of your house, right? We're all at risk. We could get hit by a car. Anything happen. We get on an airplane multiple times a week. Anything could happen, but the goal is to lessen the risk of your life.
Yeah, stop putting yourself in. Let it be a natural cause. In a car accident, that's nobody's fault.
But you putting yourself.
Somebody's life.
Yeah. Just putting yourself in an environment where you know it doesn't produce nothing healthy.
Right. Doesn't produce any fruit. Right.
You want to be at the club every weekend?
Right.
To the same club that there was a shootout at the last same weekend, strip club that there was a fight at the, but you just keep putting yourself in that position and then mad when some shit go down. Yeah. Well, lower your risk. Yeah. Stop putting yourself in environments where the probability of some fuck shit happening is high.
It's high.
I don't put myself in environments like that. Yeah. How often do we go out?
Girl, we went out this past. We were like, Jesus, we've been out 3 times. We were like, we're worn out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
I don't put myself in those. But you know where I'd be at home?
Yeah.
You know where I'd be at? In a crystal shop somewhere. Yep. You know where I'd be at? Yep. Reading the word somewhere. Yep. Like, I'm not putting myself working. I'm not putting myself in a higher risk position for some fuck shit to happen.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. It starts with you, y'all. It literally starts with you.
So rest in peace to Takeoff. I am beyond sad.
Yeah.
About the passing of his life.
Like, conversation about such long conversation.
And my heart for Quavo.
I know.
To survive that.
Like, yeah.
To survive a moment like that seeing it, and you survived and he didn't, and he's 28, you know. Takeoff was only 28. He was young.
Wasn't even 30. Yeah, enough, y'all. Enough. So we are gonna end this episode saying RIP to him. Sending love to his family and everybody that was affected by that. All of his fans too.
I pray that whatever happened with Offset and Quavo and Takeoff, like whatever that issue was, I pray to God it's not an issue.
Yeah. Whatever happened,
that's irrelevant. Yeah. Somebody lost their life.
Yeah. So, dang, I wish we could talk more about that.
I know.
But then even like talking about it, I'm treading so lightly. I'm not even saying the stuff I want to say, so.
Yeah, because I could say some really.
The stuff I said to Ashley about it yesterday, I'm like, I want to say it so bad, but it is not the right time. All we're going to do is edit it out. Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. What do you know for sure? What are you saying no to for sure?
What do I know for sure? I know for sure that I am being very mindful of what I give my eyes access to.
That's good.
I'm being very cautious of that. I am saying no to putting myself in any environments that have a high risk of fuck shit.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I have a great time at home.
Yeah.
Time of my life.
Yep. Or knowing when to leave too.
No,
like y'all
want to
stay to like,
leave.
Okay, we got to go. We're going to go to the event. We're going to, all right, it's time to go.
Know when to leave. Or how about let's not be blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Just in case. So we can be aware of when to know to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I'm going to say no to. I'm going to say no to supporting that lifestyle. The feeling like you got to be all tough and the thug and the gun and the this and the that. And I understand like people come from that life, but slowly trying to support people to come out of that. Like that's what we need to do. Start, you know, putting that narrative out. Like it's okay to hire security and not have your homeboy with a gun that doesn't know what he's doing. I'm not saying this is the situation. I'm just throwing out examples. I'm going to say no to continuously supporting that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, of black men having to live that life, because it ends two ways, jail or dead. And we don't want that for our black men. And I know for sure that black men are better than that. Mm-hmm. Like y'all are so smart. Y'all are so beautiful. Y'all are so dope. Y'all are the most beautiful outside of a black woman. A black man?
That's skin.
What?
Ooh, Jesus.
Your intelligence, your talent, your creativity.
Your resilience. That resilience in a black man?
Like
to have to get up every day in
this
world?
Every single day. Ooh, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So I know for sure it's in y'all to be better than what we have been, you know?
You know what's attractive?
What?
Like,
let me close my eyes so I can imagine.
Like Denzel and Man on Fire. You know how he was kind of like,
oh, yeah.
I could go there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm chill, but I could go there.
Yes.
I love that.
I love
that. But go there when it's like needed to go there.
When it's like, you kidnapped
my baby girl. Right. I'm going there. Nigga, right. What? I will fucking pistol whip your fucking
like,
ass.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, that energy of like, nah.
Like a black man, like about to get into it and grabbing your hand and being like, come have on. A good day, sir. And like walking away like,
I could really
but
turn this bitch out.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna spare you the hassle.
Because I want us both to
that
live.
Energy?
Yeah.
Woof.
That's dope. So yeah, that's my no. And
I wish it was like cowboys where they used to wear it. And they spin it. No. I'm just saying, like, but that you know how to handle a gun. It's like you're a professional.
Y'all niggas down.
You not in this bitch like this. Like a nigga that's doing this.
Like, relax.
You don't know what you're doing.
Relax. Yeah, so I'm saying no to that. No
to a cowboy
life.
What a hat and all. Spin that thing.
You've been in some training.
Yeah. I want to see one eye on it so you know your target.
Y'all niggas at the shooting range, not even shooting the thing.
Y'all niggas ain't even at the gun range. You're in the backyard hitting
playing
pop cans.
Jesus.
What's your pit bulls? That was very stereotypical. Sorry. I'm stereotyping my own people.
With your pit bulls. I fucking hate
you. You know what I realized? Can I say one thing before we get out of here?
Yes.
No, because it's a whole episode.
What?
But I realized that I'm not even going to say it because it will be, it's a whole thing. And without explanation, then I'm on the fucking
canceled.
Dish Nation again.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's a pick me.
Well,
fuck
I'm
y'all.
A pick me, bitch. Like somebody pick me then.
I'm a pick me? As much shit as I say, I'm a pick me? No, nigga, want an intellectual person that got an opinion?
No, for sure. That's definitely not a pick me.
That's definitely not
That's
a pick me.
That's a whole nother topic.
That's what I said. I'm just not going to say it. All right.
Love you. Love you guys. New episode is out now. Make sure you guys tune into our Patreon. We drop new content on Patreon every single Friday, from vlogs to behind the scenes to all of our live.
Do we have any announcements?
Come on, announcements. Church announcements.
Seriously.
DC. I would like to thank the congregation
for all
that you have done. DC Young Fly, y'all.
Amen. 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 DC is one of the funniest fuck.
He,
his set is
it's mind-blowing.
Hilarious.
He's one of the funniest people in
show.
The world.
He needs a show.
He needs to do a special.
He needs to do a... That whole scene is a show.
It's a show. DC.
Shout out to DC.
DC Young Fly.
Yeah.
But do we have an announcement?
And Carlos, booty to booty.
Booty to booty.
Booty to booty.
We could sleep booty to booty tonight.
Never.
Don't never me.
Ever.
Never say never.
Ever.
Your arm or booty to booty?
What? Take my arm, bitch. I got another one. Not rubbing cheeks with you.
Do we have an announcement, kind of?
No.
Belly button.
I will say that merch is coming soon. Like, super soon. Like,
y'all. All right.
Like, it's scary.
Like, is it tomorrow?
I know. I'm like, well, shit, it is November, right?
No, yeah.
It's November 4th.
Yeah.
Anyone else have anxiety? Just because of the holidays and February?
We have so much stuff on our schedule. Live show. February, Atlanta.
I think I'm secretly self-sabotaging the show.
Stop.
I'm saying for me, not
I
like.
I know, but for you too. Don't I'm do like, that.
Get into it so you can be excited get about it. But it, I'm like, yeah. Maybe if I just, if I'm more aloof, maybe it will get postponed.
No, rebuke.
I'm being honest. You can rebuke me, but I'm being honest.
Sorry.
That is a real life feeling.
Okay.
So we just need to deal with why I'm feeling that way.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's gonna be so easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We just stay here and talk for an hour. That's all we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any announcements. But yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. And we will see you next week.
And like I said, I am Megan Ashley.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you. That's my name.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.